Today's events were truly frightful. To think that we almost lost our belongings, not to mention our lives. It's just too much. It seems that this whole trip is jinxed. Every step of the way, something else goes wrong. It is as if the Abishta is trying to stop us. This whole trip should have lasted 3 days. So far, it has been over a week.
My dear Reb Simcha, what you're saying is true. It has been a hard trip, and I know it should have been over already. However, as you have seen for yourself, the Yad Hashem is guiding us. The Hashkocha's protest is clearly visible. I don't know why all this is happening, but in the end, we will find out. Until that, we must be strong. Do not lose Emuna.
You are correct.
We need a good rest. Let's get to bed, and tomorrow Mitzvashem will be refreshed and be able to continue on.
So they fell asleep, confident that tomorrow things would go smoother. All of a sudden, Rabbi Horowitz heard a noise. He tried to lift his head off the pillow to hear what it was. As he tilted up his head, a hand clamped down on his mouth and pushed his head down.
Help me! Help me!
Shh.
Help me!
Sorry, Rabbi. It's me, Nate. I'm sorry I snuck in here and scared you. I need to talk to you, but I don't want anyone to know why I'm here. So let's keep this quiet.
Why? You're the big boys of the Outlaw Gang, the Shagitz boys. Why did you come here?